I can't even decide if I should do this story. I was talking in New York about it. In New York, I've never heard of this. How could you not hear this story? My daughter shared this story with me after I saw it on the internet. It's the most revolting thing I've ever heard. This woman goes into a party store, a convenience store, whatever, right? And there's video of her going into the store, and she opens up the coolers, and she goes to the ice cream, and she pulls out this tub of, oh, you know, it's a round half gallon or whatever it is of ice cream, maybe not that big. Yeah, it's Bluebell ice cream. Then she starts licking it. She takes the time out because there's not a film seal on Bluebell ice cream, and she puts it back inside the cooler. It is the most disgusting display I've ever seen. But what happened is it started this whole social media thing. People were doing it all over the country. Bluebell ice cream, considered one of the best ice creams in America by many. It's made in Texas. And for whatever reason, they don't have that little film seal that you peel away. And so these idiots, these morons, are putting their filthy tongues on the ice cream. It makes me sick to my stomach. And then they go and they put it back in the cooler. Now, I am not a proponent of the death penalty. However, in egregious cases, I can be convinced. You know, licking ice cream and putting it back in the cooler for some innocent person to come along and buy ice cream that your filthy tongue has been on. Good Lord, help me. This makes me angry. I mean, this woman should go to prison. The start of this whole deal. I mean, what goes through somebody's head that it's appropriate on any level or even funny to take your filthy tongue and lick ice cream and put it back in the freezer for somebody else to take? Good Lord. Clean up your act, America. At any rate, Bluebell ice cream. Yeah, they've gone to great lengths, by the way. The company has to put guards at the ice cream stands. And I'm going to guess that sometime in the very near future, Bluebell will have that little peel-away film on top of their ice cream. Just a guess. All right, so New York says that they are sick and tired of hearing about Bob Mueller. They don't want to hear Bob Mueller's name anymore. They have Bob Mueller fatigue. And this is coming from my liberal friends in New York, right? My leftist friends in New York, you know, these hardcore liberals in New York, are there that we can't stand hearing about Bob Mueller anymore. And I said, well, you know, he is coming up next week on the 17th of July. I personally will be in Greenville, North Carolina, covering the Trump rally. And just think about this. Donald Trump is playing these people like a fiddle. Now it's to the point where they say, well, they being MSNBC or CNN or whoever, we're not going to cover the Trump rallies anymore. We gave him $1 trillion worth of free coverage in 2016. We're not going to give him any coverage anymore. Except that you guys don't give the man credit enough, because he's smart enough to know, hey, if I have a rally on the same day that Bob Mueller testifies, you're going to cover my rally because it's news, because I'm going to talk about Bob Mueller. Despite the fact that my liberal friends in New York are sick and tired of hearing about Bob Mueller, that's fine. But he's going to talk about it, makes it a news event. Therefore, the networks are forced to cover his rally, whether they want to or not. So he's got them, you know, by the short hairs here. By the way, I was reading here something interesting. A crowd strikeout report by Aaron Mattee at Real Clear Investigations, credible site on the internet, part of Real Clear Politics, saying that Mueller's own report undermines what he claims. The evidence in the report undermines what he's trying to claim in the report, and these are the sorts of things that Republicans are going to latch on to come next week when Mueller is in front of two different House committees. For example, the report uses qualified and vague language to describe key events and indicating that Mueller and his investigators don't actually know for sure whether Russian intelligence officers stole Democratic Party emails or how those emails were transferred to WikiLeaks in the first place. The report's timeline of events appears to completely defy logic. According to its narrative, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange announced the publication of Democratic Party emails not only before he received the documents, but before he even communicated with the source that provided them. There is strong reason to doubt Mueller's suggestion that an alleged Russian cutout called Guccifer 2.0 supplied the stolen emails to Assange. Mueller's decision not to interview Assange, a central figure whose claims Russia was not behind the hack, suggests an unwillingness to explore avenues of evidence and fundamental questions. These are all matters that will be before the committees next week on Wednesday. And I can guarantee you that Republicans are going to be asking about these inconsistencies. U.S. intelligence officials cannot make definitive conclusions about the hacking of the DNC computer servers because they did not analyze those servers themselves. Instead, they relied on the forensics of CrowdStrike, a private contractor for the DNC that was not, let me say that again, was not a neutral party. Much as Russian dossier compiler Christopher Steele, also a DNC contractor, was not a neutral party when he was gathering dirt and opposition research on Donald Trump that proved for the most part to be false. Furthermore, the government apparently allowed CrowdStrike and the Democratic Party's legal counsel to submit redacted records. Redacted records. Here's a partial record of what happened, meaning CrowdStrike and not the government decided what could be revealed or not regarding evidence of alleged hacking. I will say it again. Bob Mueller coming to Capitol Hill under subpoena, subpoenaed by the Democrats, is a big mistake by the Democrats. Bob Mueller is going to get grilled by Republicans over inconsistencies, big, glaring inconsistencies, like I just pointed out. He's not going to have good answers. He's not going to go beyond what is in the report. And in fact, he's going to backpedal. Mark my words, Bob Mueller is going to backpedal in certain areas, and people like Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff are going to look like the fools that they are. Guarantee it. Mark my words. Put it down. Take that one to the bank. Guarantee it. All right. Still to come. A young man will join me who's written an op-ed for the USA Today about infrastructure in the Midwest. He believes it's the key to winning election in 2020, to carry Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio. It's infrastructure. It's all about roads and bridges. Interesting premise. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.